Now the news, I'm Wenji. Israeli and Palestinian media say explosions were heard across several parts of Iraq, Syria, and Iran in the early hours on Friday. Iran State TV has reported a serious blast in the central province of Isfahan. Flights to Tehran and Isfahan have been suspended. Meantime, according to the American Broadcasting Company, a U.S. official confirmed that an Israeli missile had hit a target inside Iran. Tensions between the two countries have been on the rise in recent weeks, with both threatening retaliatory moves against what they see hostilities from the other side. China has expressed regret over a recent U.S. veto of a draft resolution that sought to grant Palestine full membership of the U.N. General Assembly. Top envoy Fu Cong called it a sad day and said a Palestinian membership has been long overdue.
The decade-long dream of the Palestinian people ruthlessly dashed. China finds the decision by the U.S. most disappointing. An independent state of Palestine has been a long-cherished intergenerational dream of the Palestinian people.
In the 15-member Security Council vote on Thursday, Britain and Switzerland abstained, while the remaining 12 council members all voted yes. Deputy U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Robert Wood said his country continues to strongly support a two-state solution, and the veto does not reflect opposition to Palestinian statehood. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has condemned the action, calling it unfair and unethical. The Palestinians currently hold the status of a non-member observer state, which is a de facto recognition of statehood that was granted by the UN General Assembly in 2012. But an application to become a full member needs to be approved by the Security Council and at least two-thirds of the General Assembly. Chinese Vice President Han Zheng has met San Francisco Mayor London Breed in Beijing. The vice president expressed hope that the mayor's visit will further boost the economy and SciTech cooperation between the two sides. Breed said the visit aims to implement the important consensus reached at the San Francisco summit between the two heads of state and promote U.S.-China relations through local and non-governmental exchanges. Kenya's military chief has died after a military helicopter crashed in the west of the country. Francis Omondi Ogala was traveling alongside 11 other military personnel when the traffic incident happened. Only two of those on board survived. In a news conference, President William Ruto called it a moment of great sadness. The country has announced a three-day mourning period. Ogala first joined the forces in April 1984. He was due to mark 40 years in the military next week. An investigation is underway. Voters in India are heading to the polls as the general election gets underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is seeking another five-year term in office and a stronger mandate that would strengthen his party's hold over the country. The vote count is scheduled for early June, and the results will be announced the same day. Lawyers have selected all 12 jurors who will in the coming weeks decide whether former U.S. President Donald Trump is guilty in a hush money criminal case. Trump is facing 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up a payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels in 2016. He has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing, calling the charges a partisan witch hunt. Trump is the first former president to ever stand criminal trial in U.S. history. China has awarded medals to three astronauts who took part in the Shenzhou 16 mission. Jing Haipeng was honored with a Special Class Aerospace Achievement Medal. Zhu Yangzhu and Gui Haichao received Third Class Aerospace Achievement Medals and the honorary title of Heroic Astronaut. According to China State Railway, its recently designed high-speed train model is capable of traveling at a speed of 400 kilometers per hour. The CR450 is said to be significantly faster, lighter, and more energy-saving than the CR400 Fuxing train currently in wide use. China has the world's largest high-speed railway network, extending 45,000 kilometers in length across the country. And that's the news. I'm Wenjie.